Today's daf is Menachos daf Ayin. Hey, we left off on daf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We're at the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Lots of Mishnayos in today's daf. We go Mishnah very quickly. So says the Mishnah, Kala Menachos and Asos put Kli to Unos Shlosha Matnos Shemen. All Karbanos Mincha that are done in a Kli require three Matnos Shemen. What are the three Matnos Shemen that they require? Yitzika, Uvalila, Umatan Shemen Bekli Kodem Asiyasan. So what are these Matnos Shemen that are being described? So the way it works is as follows. At first, before you put any flour into the Kli, you put a little bit of the Shemen into the Kli. That's what we call Matan Shemen Bekli. So that's the last of the three mentioned in the Mishnah, is actually the first one that you do. After you do that, you put an Isarun of Solas in, you put your flour in, and then you put a little more Shemen in, and you do the Belila with that Shemen. So that's what we would call Belila. That's the middle one. And after you do that, you fry the mincha in a machvas or in a marcheshes, and you make 10 loaves out of it, and then you do what we call yitzika. You pour oil on the loaves. So that's the yitzika. So it's interesting that it's in reverse order. It says yitzika, belila, matan shem bekli. It's really matan shem bekli, then belila, then yitzika. Rashi notes this. Rashi writes, Yalfagav de masnisin tani yitzika tchila afilu achi ena ela b'achrona. That's what we're saying, that you do yitzika after having already done the blila and the matan shemen bekli. The Taras HaKodesh, one of the Achronim, has a suffix whether matan shemen bekli before you put the solus in is ma'akev the hechsher of the karban mincha or not ma'akev the hechsher of the karban mincha. Meaning, certainly lechadchila you're supposed to put oil in the kli before you put any flour. Is the karban kosher if you don't do that? So the minchas chinuch and mitzvah kuf tes zayin, the minchas chinuch and the chazanish both write that the matan shemen bekli before the solus is not ma'akev the hechsher of the karban mincha. What about belila? Is belila ma'akev? So we learned already, this is one of the most famous things that's not ma'akev, the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches, that belila is not ma'akev. In fact, we're all familiar with the statement of Rabbi Zeira that kala roi lebila ein bila ma'akevis. Well, as long as the karban is roi lebila, then the bila is not going to be ma'akev, meaning as long as you have enough oil to theoretically do the bila, then it's not going to be ma'akev to actually do the bila. But the amount of oil for bila is ma'akev. The Briska Rav points out that the yisod of the psul of mincha that has, let's say, that has not enough oil, a mincha that has 61 astronim of flour for the standard amount of oil, is not because you're not able to be mekayim the mitzvah of blila, meaning failure, or the fact that one is unable to do the mitzvah of blila is not going to be ma'akev the karban. Briskarov points out the real psul when you have too much flour for the oil to do the blila is that it's simply not the carbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for. The Torah says you should bring a carbon mincha. The Torah tells you what to bring. So you're supposed to bring a certain ratio of flour to oil. If you're way off from that ratio to the extent that you're not able to do blila, it's not the mitzvah's blila or the failure to be able to do blila that ruins the carbon. It's simply the fact that you brought the wrong ratio, the wrong ingredients in the carbon. In fact, this is beferish in the Rashbam and Bab Basra on Daf Pei Aleph and Beis. Rashbam writes, "Dechivan dechsiv v'yatzak ala Hashemen v'tziva livlo dechsiv blula." Since it says you should put oil, and the Torah says explicitly you should mix it together, Shema mina shetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu lavi mincha sheyachal lekayim ben mitzvas blila. It must be that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to bring a carbon that you could do blila with. Ukshu mevi shisha mechad mincha kazu lo tziva lahavi. When you bring 61 asronim of flour, such a mincha Kadosh Baruch Hu never said to bring. V'areyu kimei, here's the key line. V'areyu kimevi mincha min akitnius. It's like bringing a mincha made out of beans instead of made out of grain, instead of made out of flour from grain. It's pashut not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to bring. It's not the proper carbon. So it sounds clearly from the Rashbam, like the Briska Rav says, that the psul is not simply that you're not able to do the blila, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not command to bring this kind of mincha. So according to this, says the Briska Rav, let's say there's some other reason that you can't do the blila. You have the right amount of flour, the right amount of oil, but for some other reason, not because of the shear, some other reason you can't do the blila, so then the mincha would be kosher. It's not the ability to do the blila that's ma'akev ma'akev. It's simply the ingredients that are ma'akev. So the Brisk Rav uses this to reject what several of the other achronim, Chazon Yecheskel, Levin Azel, all write, that the reason Rabbi Yochanan and Daf Tes Amud Aleph passels a mincha that you do the belila outside of the Chometz Azara is, even though belila is not ma'akev, is because once you're bolip psul, you can't, it's not roi lebila anymore. You're unable to do the belila b'hechsher because it's already all mixed together. That's how they explain Rabbi Yochanan. That why does Rabbi Yochanan hold on Daf Tes? That when you do the belila outside of the Azara, the carbon is pasul. Who cares? Belila is not ma'akev anyway. So why should the belila outside pasul the carbon? So they say, no, because once you've done the belila outside of the Azara, you're unable to do belila again because it's already all bowled. It's already, or whatever the term, it's already all mixed together. So you can't do the belila again. And it's ain't a roi lebila. If it's ain't a roi lebila, that's what's ma'akev. So says Brisk Rav, that's totally incorrect, because it's not the ability to do bila that's ma'akev. It's the problem with Einaroi Labila is that you don't have the right ingredients. Over here, in that case that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about, you certainly had the correct ingredients. It's just that you had already done the bila outside of the Azara. That's the sort of the Brisk Rav. The Tosfos writes in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that which the Torah says many times Belula, and normally we have a rule by Kachin that Shana Lavakas of La'akev, that whenever you have something that's said several times in the Torah, it's always going to be Ma'akev. So why isn't it Ma'akev over here? So Tosfos suggests in Daf Yud Ches that the Torah never says Uvalalta, you should do Blila. So it never says it B'lashon Tzivui, and that's why it's not Ma'akev, because it never says it in a direct command form. It always just says, and then Belila is done. So we find even an even stronger Lashon in the Yerayim. The Yerayim in Siman Tav Mem Tes writes that the mitzvah of Belila is only Midrabanan, because we never find the Torah being mitzvah to be Balel. It just says that it has to be Ra'ui to do Bila. And that's why Rabbi Zera says, Kalaray Labila and Bila Ma'akev Espo. The Yerayim understands, because the whole thing is only Midrabanan. The reason it's not Ma'akev is because it's only Midrabanan. Of course, according to the Reim, the problem is, why is a mincha of Shishim Mechad Asron Impossible? There is no mitzvah of Blila Min HaTorah. So why is it something that, why when it's in a Roi Labila, is it in fact Possible? So you have to say, like the Brisk Rav, like the Rashbam, that no, the Psul is not a Chisaron in the ability to do Blila. The Psul is simply that you have the wrong ingredients in your Karban. The Chaznish writes that even though the Blila is not ma'akev, that's only if you didn't do the belila kedin and you lack the ma'isa belila, but the mincha itself is still mixed together on some level. But if the shemen is alone and the solus is alone and there's no mixing whatsoever, it's the solus remains totally dry, then it's going to be possible. Meaning when we say belila is not ma'akev, it means if you do an invalid belila, you do a belila that's not the way belila is supposed to be done on some level, but somehow at the end the carbon gets mixed together. That is ma'akev, that the carbon has to get mixed together is actually ma'akev. This din of belila, do you need a kohen to do the belila? So the halacha is that mikmitzah ve'elach mitzvahs kahuna. So yitzika, belila, all those things are kasher bizarre that we had already on Daf Tes way back when. Pashas of the Gemara is that yitzika, belila are kasher even lechachila by azar, that you don't even lechachila you don't need a kohen to do the yitzika and the belila. However, the Bahag writes that the mitzvahs yitzika, belila is a mitzvah that's mutal al kohanim, that it's something that the kohen has to do. Very similar to what the Bahag writes, he counts the mitzvah of shchita sakrabanos as something that's mutal al kohanim, even though the Gemara in Zvachim Daflam Beis says beferish shchita ksher bizar. It's one of the most fundamental halachas we know in all of Kachin, is that shchita could be done by zar. The Bahag says, yeah, it's mitzvahs kohanim though, meaning lechelchila it's supposed to be done by a kohen. Good. So these are the various matnos shemen. Says the Mishnah Vayter, chalos balon divrei Rebbe v'chamram solas. At what stage do you do the belila? So Rebbe holds that you do the belila when they are chalos, and the Chacham say you do when they are solas. So what does it mean when they are chalos? If you look at the first wide line in Rashi, chalos shemincha mafa v'shal machvas marcheshes. Bolan b'shemen la'achar shenasu chalos means la'achar afia, after you've already baked it. That's when you do the belila. Whereas the Chum say, no, solas. Solas means before it's been baked. When it's still in flour form, that's when you do the belila. Hachalos, and remember, the blila is the second step, the second placement of oil. Obviously, the first placement of oil, which is before any flour goes in, that's obviously before any baking is done. The last placement of oil is rubbing oil on the loaves, presumably after they're already made, although we'll discuss that. Okay, so that's Hachalos Tunos Blila. Rekikin Meshicha. Chalos require Blila. Rekikin require Meshicha. Ketzan Moshchan. How do you do Meshicha? Kamin Ki. You put oil on it like the shape of a key. The Gemara will see in Rishon in a second what the shape of a key is. Vashar Nechal Nakoanim. And everything else gets eaten by the Kohanim. Whatever isn't used up, whatever oil you don't use on the Meshicha, that's Kamin Ki. So that all the rest of the oil gets eaten by Kohanim. Does the Belila need to be done inside of the Azara? So we referred before to a Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you do the Belila outside of the Azara, the carbon is actually pasul. Reish Lakish holds that it's going to be kosher. Reish Lakish says, very simply, you don't need a Kohen, so you don't need Pnim. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says it's pasul because it's asiyasa bakli. So granted, you don't need Kahuna, but Pnim you do need. Even Reish Lakish, when he says that it's kosher, if it's done outside of the Azara, probably is only b'diavad. That's how some of the Rishonim point out, or the Achronim rather, the Taras HaKodesh, that it's probably only b'diavad. The Chachila Reish Lakish would be moda, that the Blila should still be done in the Azara. So working off of that machlokas, Chaznish wonders, Chaznish raises the point in Zvachim Simun Chaf, when the person who's doing the Belila, does he have to be standing in the Azara to do the Belila? Meaning the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether the Belila itself, the Mincha itself, needs to be in the Azara when the Belila is being done. What about the person doing the Belila? Should we say it's like every other Avoda that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, that you have to be Omed Ba'Azara and being Oved? Or do you say that it's totally in the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan says that the Belila has to be done in the Azara, so the Bolel doing the Belila needs to be done in the Azara. Reish Lakish says the Belila could be done Bechutz, would say that the Bolel doing the Belila could be standing Bechutz. That's the suffix that the Chaznish raises. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Lemute Mai. So what's the first line coming of the Mishnah coming to be Mema'it? Amra Papa Lemute Minchas Mafa. It's coming to exclude Minchas Mafa, that it's not called Bekli. We said all the Menachos that are Nasos Bekli require these Matnos Shemin. A Minchas Mafa is not Bekli, as Tosos points out, Lo Mikri Nasos Bekli, Diksavra Ein Tanur Mikdash, Ein Tanur Mekadesh, that we assume that it's not called Nasos Bekli because the Tanur is not Mekadesh, meaning the Tanur, the oven that you make the Minchas Mafa in, doesn't have the status of a Kli Shares to be Mekadesh its contents. And therefore, when we say that these three placements of oil are necessary on things that are Bekli, it means to exclude Minchas Ma'afa. Tan Rabbanan, v'im minchas marcheshes karban chasolas b'shemen ta'aseh, melamit sh'tu'una matan shemen b'kli. So we learn from this pasuk that a minchas marcheshes, at least, requires matan shemen b'kli, which again we said was the putting of the oil in before the flour. How do you see that from the pasuk? Because it says, solas b'shemen, you put the solas in the oil. Sounds like there's already oil there by the time you're putting the flour in. So this teaches us about the first chronologically, but the last of the three matnos mentioned in our Mishnah of putting the solas in before putting the oil in before there's any solas in. So you see by the marcheshes that requires matan shemen b'kli. How do I know all karbanos mincha that require a kli need this matan shemen b'kli? Karbancha l'gzer shava. It says karbancha in the context of marcheshes, in the context of other menachos. So we have a gzer shava. Ma kan matan shemen b'kli. Af la'alan matan shemen b'kli. That just like by the marcheshes, it requires matan shemen b'kli. So too by all other menachos, you require matan shemen b'kli. Umal la'alan yitziko belila. And just like by other menachos, we require yitzika and belila, the other two placements of the oil. Af kan by marcheshes also yitziko belila. We also require Yitziko Belila by Marchesha. So that's the limud that we learned, that all karbanos mincha that require a kli require all three of these placements of oil. Chalos bolan divrei Rebbe v'chamar m'solas. So the Mishnah then went on to say that according to Rebbe, you would do the belila before, after it's baked, and the Chacham say before it's baked, you do the belila. Tan Rabbanan, solas blula, melamit shenavla l'solas. Brisa says, well, you know, the Pasuk says solas blula, that implies that the belila is done before it's baked, that the Chacham are correct. Rebbe Omer, chalos bolan shenemar, chalos blulos. No, you do the belila when it's chalos, because the Pasuk says, chalos belulos. These psukim are back to back to each other. The second one quoted is the first pasuk in Vayikra Perek Beis pasuk Dalid. V'chisakrav korban mincha mafei tanus solas chalos matzos belulos b'shemen. So it doesn't actually say chalos belulos. It says solas chalos matzos belulos. But the point is that we juxtapose the word chalos with the word belulos. The next pasuk v'mincha l'machmas korbanecha solas Belula, Hashem and Matzah Tiyah. So again, Solas Belula. So what? Which is it? So Amar Lo. So the Chacham said to Rebbe, "V'lo lach meitod the nemer ben chalos v'yefshal levolulan k'shein chalos el solas." What are you going to say about the lach meitoda? The lach meitoda, it says chalos, and you obviously can't do the belila when they're chalos. You have to do the belila when they're still flour. So the Gemara is going to discuss a little bit later on, about 10 lines from now. What do you mean? You can't. Who said you can't? Why can't you do the belila when they're chalos dafka by the lachmei toda? What's so special about toda that you're unable to do the belila when they are chalos? But the Gemara now takes for granted that that's just the case, that that is true, that you're unable to do the belila when they're chalos. You can only do it when it's solas. Ketanosos, what should you do? Nosin shemen bakli kodem las yasan. Put oil in the kli first. Vinosna, then you put flour in. Vinosin shemen aleha, then you put oil on top of the flour. Ubala, and you do the belila before you bake anything. V'lasha, then you knead it. V'ofa, then you bake it. Uposa, then you crumble it, which is the subject of the next mission, the requirement of psisa. V'nosin ala shemen, then you put oil on it. V'komets, and then you take the kemitza from it. Rebbe Omer, chalos bolla. No, you do the belila when it's chalos, when it's already baked. Shemer chalos bolos b'shemen. Ketzerosa. So according to Rebbe, what do you do? Nosin shemen b'kli. Start out the same way. You put oil in the kli, kodem lasiasa. Then v'nosa. Then you put the flour in. V'lasha. Then you knead it. V'ofa. Then you bake it. Uposasa. Then you crumble it to pieces. Then v'nosin ala shemen. Ubolala. Once you crumble it into pieces after it's been baked, that's when you put the second oil in and you do the belila. V'chozim, v'nosin ala shemen, v'komet, and then you put shemen on it again, and you do the kemitza. So, period. So that's the machlokas. So wait a second, what was the big raya that Rabban brought to Rebbe? That what are you going to say by the korban toda? By the korban toda, there's no way that you could do the belila after it's already baked. E'efshar, the karmel Rabban the Rebbe, maihi. What is so e'efshar about putting some oil on baked loaves of a korban toda? So Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, revia shemen hi, heich mischalekas l'kama chalos. It's simply the number of chalos you bring for a korban toda that makes it e'efshar. You have a revius of shemen, you don't have very much oil to work with, and the lachmei toda are 40 loaves of bread. So how in the world are you going to make one revius work for all of those loaves? So with the oil, you mix it with flour, you mix it together, but you're dealing with loaves of bread, it's just not enough to be able to get to all those loaves of bread. That's the problem. If you look at Rashi on the second skinny line, Amr Shmuel lahachi yefshar dechati luk shemen hayu betodav lo yosek et shamin lekamen perak shtei midos v'chetzio shel chati alug l'rekikin v'chetzio l'rvucha v'yamr tebolim k'shein chalos. Once you split it that many times and you're left with a half of a lug, meaning a quarter of a lug, revius, how are you able to mix that with all those loaves? Elevadik shein solas polon. So it must be when you do when it's flour. Okay, weiter. Hachalos tunos belila rekikin meshicha. So chalos require belila, rekikin get what we would call meshicha. So tan rabban chalos belulos velo rekikin belulos. Chalos or belulos, rikikin or not belulin. Sheyachol, you might think palodinu that we can make a kavul chomer. Uma chalos she'enu tunos meshicha, tunos belila of chalos which do not require meshicha, yet they do require belila. Rikikin shetun meshicha enu din shetun belila. So rikikin that do require meshicha, all the more so should require belila. So Talmud Lomer, that's why the pasuk says chalos belulos, and we dash below rikikin belulin, that it's only chalos that get belu that are are belulos, rikikin are not belulos, rikikin get meshicha instead. Rikikin meshuchin v'lo chalos meshuchos. So he said rikikin get meshicha, not chalos. Sheyachal v'aladinu, because one might have made the following kalvachomer. Umar rikikin shein tun belila. Tun meshicha, rikikin do not require belila, yet they do require meshicha. Chalos shetunas belila, and odin shetunas meshicha. So chalos which do require belila, all the more so should require Meshicha. Tamalama Rikikin Meshuchim Velo Chalos Meshuchas. That's why the Pasuk teaches us that no, Rikikin get Meshicha, Chalos do not get Meshicha. The Meshicha, again, as we said before, is the placement of the oil, Kamin Ki. My Talmuda, so how do we dash in this? Amarava Lolishtamit, meaning how do we know to not apply what it says by one to the other? Lolishtamit Velichtav Chalos Meshuchas Rikikin Belulin. Not a single place in the Torah does it ever mention the word Meshicha in relation to Chalos or the word Belila in relation to Rikikin. So therefore you see that when it comes to Rikikin, it's Dafka Meshicha that you get. When it comes to Chalos, it's Dafka going to be Belila. So there is this Machlokas, Rabbanan and Rebbe, in regards to the mitzvah of Belila, whether Belila is done while it's still in the flower form or after it's baked. What about the Meshicha Samincha? What about Meshicha? Is that also Machlokas? Meaning we compared and contrasted the Belila that you do to Chalos to the Meshicha that you do to Rikikin. But we only mention the Machlokas about whether it's pre-baking or post-baking in regards to the Belila. We never mention in regards to Meshicha. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Yira'li, because the Gemara never discusses it. So the Rambam says, okay, I'm going to come up with something that doesn't have a source. But it appears to me, Sha'achar Afiyah Moshe Chosam, that Meshicha is done after Afiyah, that Meshicha is done after it's already baked. Chasid David explains that the Rambam holds that the fact that you shouldn't be Moshech another time until the Shemen is totally absorbed in the Mincha from the previous Meshicha. So if you were to do another Meshicha while it was still pre-baked, so then it's not the previous Shemen has not fully absorbed it. That's how the Rambam understands that you got to do it after the baking. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Ketan Moshchan. So how do you do Meshicha? So the Mishnah said, "Kamin ki that you make it like ki." Vashar Nechal. So my Kamin ki. What does Kamin ki mean? Amravkana Kamin ki Yavani, like the Greek letter ki. Okay, that's great. What's the Greek letter ki? Most of us don't know Greek. So how does that letter look? So this is a major machlokas rishonim, various shitos across the board. On the one end, you have Rashi in the Ksav Yad, where Rashi says that it's like our tes, kmin tes shalanu. Others say, Tosos quotes, that it's kmin gimel, like it's our gimel. Tosos also quotes like kmin nun or kmin chaf, like it's a nun or a chaf. So it's either, so far, what are the possibilities? A tes, a gimel, a nun, or a chaf. The Aruch writes that the Bryson Krisa says that the Malach Moshchin Kamin Nezer Vakwanim Kamin Ki Yavanis. And he explains that you start on this side and are Yored, that side and are Yored, and you intersect. Basically, you make an X. So an X is another possibility. Be'er Sheva, one of the Akronim, has a very fundamental question. He says, wait a second. It's either like a Tes, a Gimel, a Nun, a Chaf. Why would, if it's like any of those, why would the Gemara say it's like a Ki Yavanis? Wouldn't it be much easier for the Mishnah and the Gemara to say, if let's say it were like a Gimel? So speak our language. Tell us it's like a Gimel. Why tell us it's like a Ki Yavanis, some random Greek letter that we're not familiar with? Just if it corresponds to a letter in the alphabet, tell us the letter in the alphabet. So the Be'er Sheva says, maybe you could say because a Kaf Yavani is not exactly, meaning this Ki Yavanis is not exactly like one of these letters in the alphabet. We say it's Kamin. It's like, you know, it's similar to these letters in the alphabet, but the Tzura is not Bidiyuk. It's not exactly like the letters in the alphabet. So in the Biur Yadav, he just quotes an unbelievable Marmakom, the Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchas Sukkah, in the fourth parak of Hilchas Sukkah, of all places, where the discussion centers around what the walls of the sukkah, how many walls you need in the sukkah. So it says, Hayula shtei defana zu b'tzad zu kamin gam, that if you have two walls that are kamin gam next to each other, what's kamin gam? Kolomar gimel yavanis shiasur kedal shalanu. It means like a Greek gimel, which is the shape of our dalid, which is another way of saying that the two walls are whatchamacallit, are perpendicular to each other, that they form a right angle with each other, that they touch each other, that it's two walls. So says Rabbeinu Manoach, Umasha Amru Rabbeinu Kamin Gam Velo Amru Kamin Dalis. Why do they say Kamin Gam if it's exactly the shape of a Dalid? Why don't they say it's the shape of a Dalid? Shelo Ratzu Letar Ba'usiyos Hakodesh Shum Dover Shalchal. They didn't want to use the holy letters to make mundane or non-holy things. The letters are reserved for forming words of psukim, words of kedusha, shouldn't be used for chol. V'zeme aflagas hagadolim b'kedushas haTorah kvoda. This is the extent to which they honored the Torah, that they didn't want to use the letters of Lashon HaKodesh to describe anything else. That's Rabbeinu Manoach writes. A little bit difficult. You can't write any Gerah Shalom. You can't write a friendly note in Hebrew. You can only write Torah in Hebrew. All those charts for the kids, the Aleph Beis charts with the letters are different animals and different things. You know, they make different pictures out of the letters. The Beis is a bias, and so all that is wrong. So I mean, Rabbeinu Manoach doesn't say it's wrong. He says it's how flagas kedulasam. It's how great they were and how sensitive they were. But lav dafka, that all of us should be on that or are on that level of sensitivity. Okay, Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Mincha ba mechza chalos and mechza rikikin. If you have a mincha that's half chalos and half rikikin, so the halacha is as follows: Mevi lug shemen v'chotzei. You take your lug of oil, you split it in half. Chetzi l'chalos, chetzi l'rikikin. Half of the oil goes for the chalos, half for the rikikin. But we said that chalos require blila, rikikin require mashicha, right? So you have to split the oil, and therefore v'chalos balan, take the chalos of that karban mincha and do blila, rikikin moshchan, and take the rikikin of that karban mincha and do mashicha. U'moshech es harakik al panei kulo. You do the mashicha on the rakik, on the entire face of the rakik, meaning you like paint the oil over the entire face of the loaf. Similar to like if you ever see how people make challah, where they paint an egg over the my wife was just making challah last night. So you paint an egg over the whole face of the chalas. That's al panei kulo. V'shara shemen machzir l'chalas, and the rest of the shemen you put back into the chalas. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Rabbi Shimon omer moshchan k'min ki v'shara shemen nechal l'kohanim. He says no. Rabbi Shimon holds you just put enough oil when you do the mashicha like a ki, and the rest is nechal l'kohanim. The rest gets eaten by the kohanim. Tanya idach, rikikin aban b'fnei atzman. When you just bring in rikikin, maybe luk shemen of moshchan, you take the luk shemen and you do the mashicha, the chozer of moshchan, ad sheyichla kol shemen shabalug, and you continue to do mashicha until you finish all of the oil. Meaning there shouldn't be leftover oil. Don't say, oh, take the leftover oil, put it back by the chalos, or take the leftover oil and put it, because there are no chalos over here. Now we're talking about it's just rikikin. Don't say, take the leftover oil, give it to a kohen. No, you just use up all of the oil. Reb Shimon Yehudom, Reb Shimon moshchan k'minakiv. Rabbi Shimon holds, no, the rest of the oil goes to the Kohanim. So it's really the same machlokas. It's just that previously we were discussing a single karban mincha that had some chalos, some rikikin. So when you finish, so according to the Tanakhama, when you finish doing the mashicha on the rikikin, you could take that leftover oil and use it for the chalos. But now we're talking about a karban mincha that's purely rikikin. So there are no chalos to use leftover oil for. So keep using it on the rikikin until you finish up using it on the rikikin. Whereas Rabbi Shimon's shita remains unchanged. Rabbi Shimon says no. The oil that's designated for the rikikin is for the rikikin should be used to do what you need to do with the rikikin, and then whatever's left over gets eaten by kohanim. So you don't take whatever's left over and use it for chalos. Give it to kohanim. So here also, when it's pure rikikin, you just give it to the kohanim. There is a machlokas achronim when you're moshech v'chozer moshech. If you hold like the Tanakama, that you just keep doing mashicha on the rikikin until you run out of oil. So do you have to wait till the first one dries? You have to wait till the last mashicha dries. So the Mishnah Lamelech holds that you should wait, because if you don't wait, it's going to turn out that you're going to be doing yitzika, not mashicha, because yitzika is pouring into a liquid. If the whole face of the loaf is liquid, so that's a yitzika, that's not a mashicha. Chaznish says that no, there's a big difference between yitzika and mashicha. Mashicha is biyad. yitzikas b'kli. So even if you don't wait, don't worry. What you're doing is not going to be confused in any way for yitzika. Also, yitzika is after the psisa, after you crush it up. The mashicha is before the psisa. So the chaznish thinks that there's no concern. You don't have to wait for it to dry. There's no way that anyone's going to confuse the mashicha on an already moist Rikikin for Yitzika. Yitzika is totally different. Okay, next Mishnah. Kol ha-menachos anasos b'kli, tu'unos psisa. Another thing, that all menachos that are made in a kli require psisa. Psisa means to crumble it up. But we're going to see, it's not just mashing it up randomly. There's a mahalich, how to do psisa. But anyway, the mutemai, what are we excluding? Which kinds of korbanos don't require psisa when we say it's only the ones that are anasos b'kli? Amra papa l'mutei shtei alechem, lechem apanim. The shtei alechem, lechem apanim do not require psisa. So, Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa quotes a pasuk, pasos osa pitim, and then v'yatzakta la shemen mincha hi. So it's pasos osa pitim dot 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 mincha. Right, it skips the phrase v'yatzakta la shemen mincha. The rabbis call menachos a psisa. From that pasuk, we see that psisa applies to all menachos. Yachl shani mar ba'af shtei alechem lechem apanim. So I might think, oh, all menachos. Maybe I should include the shtei alechem lechem apanim as well. Tamalomar osa. That's why the pasuk says osa. Vasemis points out from this price, you see that from the fact that I would have included lechem apanim in psisa from the word mincha, that the lechem apanim is called a kabar mincha. So even though the Gemara said earlier that lach metoda are not called a kabar mincha because we don't find in Kol HaTorah Kula that they're referred to as a mincha, so the Chori should have said the same thing about the lechem apanim. Lechem apanim, you don't find in the entire Torah that they're referred to as a karban as a kabar mincha, but maybe anything that's bam and asolus is called a kabar mincha. Lach metoda are not called a mincha because they're really called al shem the ikar karban, which is the animal that they're brought with. That's the karban toda. So that's why they're not called a mincha. But any karban that's made out of flour that's brought on its own, like the lechem apanim, is going to be called a mincha. So you do see that the lechem apanim is labeled as a mincha. It's a bit of an unconventional mincha. Like we said, nothing gets burnt on them as bayach. It's a different kind of mincha. But nevertheless, from this brisa, you see we were willing to include lechem apanim in the term mincha. V'yatzakta shemen mincha. L'rabos kol menachos yitzika. We see from there that all menachos require yitzika. Yach shenimar v'af minchas mafai. I think minchas mafai also requires yitzika. Tamalomar ol lehashemen. Otzias achalos v'lo otzias arkikin. So I might think to exclude chalos, not to exclude rikikin. Tamalomar hi. That's why the pasuk says hi. My talmuda ema lahotzi minchas kohanim. But wait a second. What made us say to exclude minchas mafai as opposed to minchas kohanim, which isn't written together with the other menachos? So Amar Rabbi Ezu Davar Shatzarik Shnei Miyutin Haveor Mezum Minchas Mafe. What requires two Miyutin because there are two Minim within it? That's Minchas Mafe. Minchas Mafe is Chalos and Rakikin, so you need a double Miyut. So if there's a double Miyut, you can assume that that's about Minchas Mafe. It's not about anything else. How do you do Pesisa? Minchas Yisrael Kofel Achas Shnayim Shnayim Larba. So if it's a Minchas Yisrael, you fold it over one into two, two into four. Umavdil, and you cut it up. You don't only fold it, you make sure it breaks. Minchas Kohanim, you fold over, but you don't break it. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, lo yimekaflin. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, you wouldn't do the kippel, you wouldn't even fold it over at all in the first place. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, ein ben psisa, mipresha, ein ben kemitza. V'kol she ein ben kemitza, ein ben psisa. Rabbi Shimon says, no, psisa is a prerequisite for kemitza. How are you going to take a kemitza from a loaf of bread? So you have to crumble it up first. But a minchas kohen doesn't get kemitza. So if it doesn't get kemitza, it doesn't get psisa. V'kulam pelson kazesim. And now all the times that you do the psisa, it shows be kazayis. Rashi over here changes the lashon of Rabbi Shimon a little. He says Rabbi Shimon omer minchas nidava shel kohanim doesn't get psisa. And Mishnah Melech explains that Rashi's come to teach us that it's only minchas nidava shel kohanim that it all gets burnt and there and no, that has no kemitza. That's why there's no psisa. But minchas chove shel kohanim, remember Rabbi Shimon's shita in the last Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says that even though the shirayim do not get eaten by a kohen, the mincha of a kohen, a minchas chote of a kohen, does get kemitza. So if it does get kemitza, so a minchas chove of a kohen therefore would get psisa also. Rabbi Shimon says over here that there's no psisa by the mincha of a kohen, he must only be referring to a minchas nedava where there's no kemitza. But a minchas chove of a kohen, Rabbi Shimon holds, does get kemitza. It's just that you burn the kemitza and the shirayim separately on the mizbeach. Good. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Psos yachol shnayim. I might think to be poses means to cut it into two. Tamlomar pisim. I pisim yachol yasen perurin. So then I might think that you should make it into crumbs. Tamlomar osa. Osa lepsisim lo psisa lepsisim. You make it into psisim, you don't make psisa into psisim. Haketzad. So how do you do it? So like we said, Minchas Yisrael kofer achol shnayim mishnayim larba umavdil. Yisrael cuts it into four segments and actually separates it. Minchas kanim koin mishnayim. Just like our mission said, I've an antenna and loy makafla, but didn't we learn that you're not supposed to fold it over? Amarabba in makafla arba makafla shnayim. You don't fold it over into four, but you do fold it over into two. Fine. Rabbi Shimon over Minchas Kohen, Minchas Kohen Mashiach ain't ben Psisa. And then Rabbi Shimon says there's no Psisa on the Minchas Kohen or the Minchas Kohen Mashiach, because there is no Kemitza. Amar Rav Yosef, Hai Chavitza, Di Ispa Perurin Kazayis, Mevarchina Le'alotzi Lech Min Ha'aretz. If you have Chavitza that has crumbs that make up a Kazayis, you would make a bracha of Amotzi Lech Min Ha'aretz when you eat it. Machlokes Rishonim, what Chavitza means. Rashi, Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin, Rambam says Chavitza is bread that has been made into crumbs, and then you cook it or fry it in oil. The Achronim say that the Ikra Chiddush of Rav Yosef is that on bread, that on crumbs of bread that make up a share of a kazayis, you make amotzi even though it was subsequently cooked, like those bread croutons, right? If they was once bread and once baked, even though it's crumbled up into little things, and then it was subsequently fried or subsequently cooked, you would still make hamotzi. That's how Rashi would be saying. That's how the Pnei Yeshua explains the Chiddush in Rashi. Tosfos understands that chavitza is crumbs of bread that you attach together via a soup or honey or some sticky substance, but lav dafka, that not that you cook it or anything, it's just held together by some sort of substance. So you make a motzi lechem min ha'aretz. I less papirun kazayis, mvarchan ala bar minim mizonos. If it doesn't have crumbs that equal to kazayis, then it would be mizonos. I'm Rav Yosef mina amina la. So Rav Yosef says, how do I know that din in Hilchos Brachos? Titanya, ha'mi omer, makrov menachos b'yushlaim. If a person is being makrov kabra minchon yushlaim, omer, baruch shachiyanu v'kiyamanu, you should make a shachiyanu, machal tzvishanu, exactly who makes a shachiyanu, we'll get to it later, maybe not on the achlan, when you're ready to eat it, omer motzi lechem. You say amotzi. So what do you see? It's not including psisim b'kazayis. That all these psisim are b'kazayis. So if you have a kazayis of psisim, a broken up, crushed up pieces of bread, you see, you're making amotzi. There's a raya. Wait a second, then according to the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, that you crush up the Karban Mincha to the point that it looks like flour again. You crush up this bread to the point that it looks like it's matamil. It looks like flour again. So what, you're not going to make hamotzi on your Karban? And if you're going to say, yeah, in a chinami, who says you have to make hamotzi on the Karban? Vatanya, liket mikulun kazayis va'achlu, imcham etu anashkares, immatu adam yasideh chavasam pesach. But we said that if you take these little pieces and you eat it, if it's chametz, so then you get kares on Pesach, and if it's matzah, you're yotzei yechiyuv. So you can tell me you're yotzei yechiyuv with something on Pesach that isn't even hamotzi? Is that shayich? That you can be yotzei yechiyuv with something that's not hamotzi? Can't be. So it says, no, we're talking over here where you gather the crumbs all together and you attach them to each other again. So if you attach them to each other again, then it makes up a full kazayis in one spot, then everyone would agree it's a motzi. But wait a second, we said on that statement that you're yotzei yechiyuv of matzah only if you eat them within a kedei achilas pras. But if you reattached everything and you clumped it all together, it shouldn't say sha'achlon, that you eat them b'kedei achilas pras. It should say you eat it sha'achlo b'kedei achilas pras, because you've attached it into one unit. So it must be that it's talking about where it comes from, lechem gadol. So my avila. So how do we pass them at the end of the day? Rav Sheshes says afilu perurin shein ben kazayis. Rav Sheshes says you would make hamotzi even on crumbs that do not have kazayis. Amarav v'hudi ika turisa de nahama alayu. That's provided that it has what we call the tsuras hapas. As long as it looks like bread, then you would make the hamotzi lechem minaretz, even if it's less than kazayis. Rav Tzipesach Frank in Makrei Kodesh asks a very sharp kasha over here. What does the Gemara say over here? That if you take some of these crumbs of the carbon, and while you're eating the carbon, you're eating matzah, you could be yotze your chiv of matzah, of achilas matzah on Pesach. The Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim that if you eat matzah without doing heseba, you are not yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Where are you eating a karban? The karban mincha. You're eating it in the Azara. The rule is in the Azara, ein yeshiva ba'azara el malchus beis David bilvad. The only people that are allowed to sit in the Azara are kings who descend from the malchus beis David. How in the world are you doing a seba and being yotze yuchiv of achilas matzah? So he has a couple of answers. The one that I think is probably sharpest, most correct, is that the Gemara in Pesachim says that a Talmud lefnei Rabbo does not require a seba. A Talmud in front of his Rebbe doesn't require a seba because he should be sitting there in awe in front of his Rebbe. So one would imagine, kal v'chomer, if a Talmud lefnei Rabbo doesn't require a seba, so standing in the Azara where you're b'makom hashchina, all the more so should not require a seba. He has other answers as well. That mistam is the best of the answers. Okay, maybe we'll start discussing Shachianu tomorrow, or maybe we'll just start the Mishnah tomorrow. Let's see.